We're doing Yov, we're up to what's called the 28th chapter, Pasuk Dalet. Yov had been describing that a person should lead a righteous life, because really there is a certain element of, call it, control in the world, that things have their defined set times. Even though technically the tzaddik and the rasha, be it a person who led a righteous life or a non-righteous life, in this world they might suffer equally. It might not be worthwhile to be righteous for the sake of this world, but nonetheless, just like metals have their source where they are quarried from, where they are mined from, so too everything has their end point. And so even though a person might suffer in this world, there is an end, and that's where we're up to. Iov had said, "Ketz sam nachoshech," just like the night, the darkness has an end point when the day breaks. And everything, be it good, be it bad, God knows when will be the end point for everything. Even ofel v'tzalmavet. And so to Hashem knows when everything will end, be it the stone, be it the darkness, be it the shadow of death. All of life has a lifespan, and God, lechol tachlit hu choker, God, He defines what is the lifespan of everything that's created on earth. Pasuk Dalet, Paratz Nachal Me'im Gar Hanishkachim Minirahagel Dalu Me'enosh Na'u. Paratz nachal, sometimes a stream will break. Me'im gar, from the stream that it flows. Gar is a term that means to flow, like to flow downward. We say in Shmon Esrei, Tashpilem, Laman Shnim Alti Tikva, Chol HaRishak Rega Toved, בכל אויביך מהרה יקריתו, והזדים מהרה תעקר, ותשבר, ותמגר. What does it mean, תמגר? תמגר is like the pasuk says, וחמיים הנגרים ארצה. Yeah, so it's a gar, it's to flow downward. So פרץ נחל מאים גר. The stream will sometimes breach, Me'im gal, from its downward flow, it has a steady downward flow, and suddenly it'll breach to the side. Hanishkachim miniragen, and the feet that used to go there to draw the water will suddenly, so to speak, will forget that those waters. They're going to have to find another source of waters. The water took a turn, and now it's not flowing down to the same valley where they used to collect that water. Dalu me'enosh na'u. The waters have been lifted, like dole, to lift up. Me'enosh, from the people who ordinarily used to draw those waters. Na'u, the waters have now shifted to somewhere else. So he says, not only do elements have a lifespan, so do occurrences in the world. There's a certain lifespan, there's a certain amount of time that God decided this stream will flow this way. Go and bring water to this town. And then suddenly, paratz nachal me'im gar, the stream breached its way from its steady flow, and suddenly it starts flowing a different way. So the people down in the valley suddenly see that their water dried up. Dalu me'enosh, it was lifted from those people. Now the stream shifted and it's feeding someone else. Eretz Mimena yetze lachem vetachteha nepach kemoesh. There's a land which at one point had a lot of food, and then it turns out, turns over and becomes dry like fire. Now here, simply, Eov is describing how things change. God gave a lifespan for an economy, a specific economy to flourish, and then God decides it will dry up. Chazal had a tradition that the next few psukim are a description of Sodom and Amorah. That which land, mimena yetzel lachem, from where you had a lot of bread, that's Sodom and Amorah. They had a lot of bread and everything they needed. V'tachteh nepach moesh, and instead, they were overturned, they became like fire. Mekom sapir avaneha. The stones of that land were like sapphire. Vafrot zahav lo. And in the dirt you found gold in that land. Nativ lo yida'o ayit. Now that land becomes desolate. And it is a path. Nativ is like a path. Lo yida'o ayit. The birds that dwell in the deserts, even they don't visit that land. Velo shizafatu ein ayah. And the eye of an ayah. What's an ayah? So the Targum translates it as talpita. It's a type of bird. The ayah lemina. That sees beyond any other bird. Chazal say the bird ayah could stand in Babylon and see the carcasses in Israel and swoop over there and eat the carcasses. I don't know, maybe that's a vulture. I don't know. The Chazal said the ayah is a bird that can see long distances.
Eagle.
Eagle? Okay. Eagles eat carcasses?
No, but it's considered to be the longest seen bird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So I don't know. Nativ, so that path through that town, that country where originally there was a flourishing economy, there was a lot of bread, now lo yida'o ayit, even the birds don't visit that land. Ayit could mean a type of bird, or ayit could mean a group of bandits. So even the bandits don't visit there. There's nothing to rob. And the ayah doesn't bother looking over there. Lo hidrichu v'neishachatz. The people who are proud, the people who are proud don't bother going there. Even if they're going hunting, there's nothing to look for there. Lo ada alav shachal. And you'll never find a lion that bothers going over there, because he won't find prey over there either. He knows that no animals will visit that place. So the place has gone from being a place that had everything to a place that doesn't even have a stray animal. No one comes there. No birds even look there. Bachalamish shalach yado. Chalamish is a powerful stone. So Bachalamish shalach yado hafach mishoresh harim. Hashem, so to speak, extends his hand out to this powerful stone, which is the foundation of this territory, and turns it upside down from its roots. And here, those of you who have the Malbim, you have the Malbim's descriptions of how things are overturned. Now, sometimes you have an earthquake, and sometimes he describes over here how the plates that the earth sits on, he says, that's the chalamish. What's this powerful stone that Hashem stands his hands and moves it, and that's what can cause a place to be desolate? What's this huge, powerful stone? So that's what we might call today the plates that the earth rests on. B'chalamish shalach yado hafach mishoresh harim. God causes mountains to overturn from their root. And that might be what we say when the plates shift, then the lava erupts from the mountain, and you could have a half a mountain flying off the top. בצורות יאורים ביקיה. בצורות is like צור, the rock. בצורות יאורים ביקיה. Hashem using the rock, so to speak, causes the rivers, like the yeor, yeorim bikea, Hashem cuts them in half. V'chol yikar ra'ata eino, and Hashem saw everything that's precious in the world. God knows where it's coming from, where it's going, and what its lifespan is going to be. So Eov says, even though we don't understand, but what we do know is that God knows what lifespan He's given everything on the planet. Mibechi neharot chibesh. When the time comes, mibechi is like bechi, the depths of the water, like nivchei yam. From the depths of the water, God sometimes dries them out. They stop running. Vitaluma yotzi or, and when the time comes for the dry land, so then Hashem suddenly lets the water come out, and you suddenly have a stream, and there's a lot of water. So he says, you know, there's an end point, there's a lifespan. So the fact that a person sees that he has success, that doesn't mean anything, because Hashem can sometimes cause that success to suddenly end. Chazal tell us Taluma is a window in heaven, and from that the sun starts its tkufa, its different seasons. So Eov says everything has its source. Ta'aluma, that window in heaven, yotzio, from there Hashem brings out light. So Eov's point is everything has a lifespan. You cannot gauge things based on the moment. They could disappear tomorrow. You can't gauge people based on whether now it's good for them or later it's good for them. I know that God has a span, a time, an amount of time that'll make things good and an amount of time that'll make things bad. Kitzam l'choshech, there's going to be an end to this suffering. His claim is that it's pretty unfair that a guy can lead a righteous life on this earth and suffer as though he led a wicked life. He understands there's an end to the suffering. There is a world to come. But he says, every day of suffering on this earth is a day of suffering. The fact that there's a world to come doesn't answer the fact that right now I'm suffering. And he says, I'm not espousing leading a wicked life. I agree you should lead a good life. I'm just saying that it's unfair that a person will suffer so much in this world. At the end of the day, I agree you should lead a good life, because this world isn't everything. There's an end. But I still have a claim as to why people suffer in this world, and we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.